Before our great parade, we're going to give out some palm branches. Please wave them as Jesus in the parade passes by you. And then wave them again each time we say, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to the King. And grown-ups, please make sure your children don't poke anybody or hit them with them. And we'll be collecting the palm branches up later in the service. But first of all, we need to practice how to say Hosanna to Jesus. When I say, Hooray for Jesus, Jesus is King, I want you all to clap and join in. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to the King. Let's just practice that. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to the King. So, hooray for Jesus. Jesus is King. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to the King. You're not very loud. Hooray for Jesus. Jesus is King. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to the King. So let's open the book and read the great parade.
Let's go to Jerusalem,
said Jesus to his friends.
I have something important to do there.
So they went.
When they could just see the city from a nearby hillside, Jesus said,
I want you two to go to that village and borrow a donkey. Tell the owner I need it. He'll understand.
Let's go.
Then the two friends returned with the donkey.
Here's the donkey.
It was there, just as you said.
Jesus hopped on its back
and gently nudged its sides
and started down the hill.
His friends followed close behind.
Hooray for Jesus! Jesus is King!
Towards the city gate.
The closer they got,
the more people joined them.
It became a great parade.
Hooray for Jesus! Jesus is King!
Hooray for Jesus! Jesus is King!
Hosanna! Hosanna! Hosanna to the King!
It's Jesus the teacher.
It's Jesus the healer.
Three cheers for Jesus!
Hooray for Jesus! Jesus is the King!
Soon there were people everywhere,
marching along with the parade,
shouting from the roadside.
Hooray for Jesus! Jesus is King!
Some took off their coats and laid them in front of the donkey.
Others cut palm branches from the trees and waved them about.
We saw Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead. Yes, Jesus is amazing.
There were hundreds,
maybe thousands,
clapping
and dancing,
shouting their way through the city gates.
Everyone was happy.
Well, almost everyone.
Some of the religious leaders didn't like Jesus.
They were jealous because the ordinary people were so fond of him.
This is no good. Look how the whole world has gone after Jesus.
And looking at the parade, they frowned.
Just wait a minute. You can't have a parade here. Tell your friends to be quiet.
Tell them to be quiet? Impossible.
Then Jesus turned to look at the crowd.
Can't you see? There's so much happiness here. Even if the people were quiet, then the stones in the street would cry out and shout for joy.
Hooray for Jesus! Jesus is King!
Jesus, didn't they? He told wonderful stories and made sick people better. No wonder they were happy. No wonder they shouted and cheers. So let's just close our eyes and think about that story. Many people followed Jesus because he was kind and good. They wanted to be like him. Think about who you would like to be like. Perhaps you want to be like Jesus. Now I'm going to say the open the book prayer, and if you want to make it your own prayer, say Amen at the end after me. Dear God, it's so easy to copy other people. Please help us to copy only what is good. Amen. Amen. And now another prayer to lead us into our talk. Lord Jesus, thank you for the way in which you got the crowd so excited about you that they realized that you loved them. Help us this morning to understand that you love us. So help us to make you our King, we pray. Amen. I need your help, children, because my slides are in a bit of a muddle. And we're going to play a game called It's a Muddle. Now, what noise do you think these creatures would make? Anyone know what number one would make? Rich is going to come round with the microphone for you.
Oh, I've got a hand at the back. Don't look into the projector. Do you have an idea?
Donkey noise.
Can you do it?
A donkey noise.
Could you do it or not?
Nope.
Not going to do it.
What does number one say?
Number one. So we had a donkey noise.
A what?
We thought it might make a donkey noise.
It might make a donkey noise. I think it might say, ear doodle do.
Ear doodle do.
Anyone for number two?
Oh. Hello.
Hello.
What kind of noise would it make?
Bah.
Huh?
Yep.
And something else?
It's got a donkey's bottom. What do you think?
Ba-o. Very good. And what would number three say?
Anyone? Is that up? Not up. Ba-o. Number... It's got a chicken's head, though. What noise do chickens make? Bob. Bob Bar, that's probably not far off.
Yeah, Cockabar or something like that.
Cook Bar.
Okay. We've got to sort them out. They're all muddled up. Which ones, what should I do? Should I, the head of number three, where does that go, do you think? Yeah?
Come in again. Come on, I'll pick on someone if you don't own up.
On number one.
Where does number three go to?
To number one, because it's the
Okay.
Hen's body.
That's it. We think number three goes to number one, Robert.
Okay, well, let's try that. Oh.
Oh, oh, oh.
Has that sorted it all out?
Are we fixed? What else?
Number two and... Oh!
There we go.
There we are. So what noises do they now make, everyone together? Number one, cock-a-doodle-doo. Number two, Eeyore. Number three, bar. And these are three of the creatures that are there in our... What happened at Easter? The cock crowed when Peter let Jesus down. The donkey carried Jesus into Jerusalem. The sheep was the lamb for the Passover feast. Well, I've got some more muddled slides. Sorry about this, but I need your help again. There's supposed to be a Roman soldier, King Herod, and a high priest, but they're muddled up. Perhaps adults can have a go at this one as well. Anyone any ideas as to which ones I should swap over?
Number one and then number two.
Number one and number two?
I'm not sure. Let's see what I can do. Oh. Oh, I think that might be number two might be right. That might be King Herod. What do we do with the rest?
Drop one and three.
One and three. Oh, is that fixed it? What have you done, Bruce? Let's try again, should we?
Oh, there we go.
There we are. Well, the pictures were all muddled up, but these three people, they're in a muddle anyway about Jesus. Because there was Jesus on a donkey, and they were thinking he was going to be the king. Let me just read you that. It's on, if you're wanting to follow it in your Bibles, it's on page 1079, 1079, John chapter 12. The great crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat upon it, as it is written, "Do not be afraid, daughter of Zion. You see, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt." But these people, they were in a muddle because they thought that isn't what a king was going to be like. Jesus like that, he can't be a king. Where's all these, you know, his sword, his crown? Kings were like King David. And what did David do? He got rid of Goliath. He killed him. King David had a crown. He had a sword. And Jesus just isn't like that. In our reading, John says, Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, as it is written, "Do not be afraid, daughter of Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt." And that was from a prophet called Zechariah. And his next words in his prophecy were, "I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem. And the battle bow will be broken. The king will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth." The king that Zechariah had prophesied about was Jesus. He was coming saying, "Don't be afraid." It's a different sort of king. Jesus is the king. And he doesn't need all this royal stuff. I need four four of the children to help me, please. Verse 4, because I need some help. Thank you. Can you put the sword in the bin? Because Jesus didn't need the sword. And you want to put one of these robes in the bin for me? Because Jesus didn't need to be given that either. And would you like to put the crown in the bin for me? Thank you. And together you two put that robe. That's great. Thank you very much. Because Jesus wasn't the sort of king who needed those things. Jesus is the king, but what sort of king? It wasn't the time for Jesus to wear a crown, but so that wasn't yet. But the soldiers, to make fun of him, made him a crown of thorns. And Jesus knew where he was going. He was the one to be killed on a cross. He hadn't come to Jerusalem to kill anyone. He was the one to be killed on a cross. And the religious leaders wanted him killed. And Jesus knew all about that when he set off into Jerusalem. It wasn't that something terrible happened to him that he hadn't thought about. He knew exactly what was going to happen to him. Can you hold your palm cross? Everyone's got a palm cross? Even Rich has got a palm cross. Can you get your palm cross? I've got one I made earlier. Okay. Now, has everyone got hold of it the same way? Oh, you have. That's interesting. Because I thought some people might pick them up this way round, because you could turn this into a sword, like... whose head should we take off? That is a bit Henry VIII, that, isn't it? But, you know, we could turn it into a sword. And was that what these... why do we have these? Is it because they'd make a good sword? Is it so that we can do that with them? No, it's that way, because the palm leaves that were taken off the trees to welcome Jesus into Jerusalem, we now turn into a cross, because that's why Jesus came into Jerusalem, was to go to that cross. And we can get in a muddle about Jesus. We can get, as it were, the wrong end of the stick about Jesus. It's important we get the right end of the stick and hold high the cross of Christ. Jesus wasn't just coming to Jerusalem because it would make him the king of Jerusalem. That's what the religious leaders thought. That's what the Romans feared. And that's what particularly King Herod just was horrified about. It wasn't that Jesus was going to be king of Jerusalem, but he was going to be the saviour of the world. Jesus indeed is the king of all. And he explained it to his followers in this way. I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. And putting our trust in Jesus, having Jesus as our friend, having him as our king, isn't a leap in the dark, but a leap into the light. That's what Jesus promised. I read that recently. It isn't a leap in the dark, but a leap into the light. I can't remember who said that. Maybe it was the Archbishop or someone. Anyway, I thought it was worth repeating to you. Not a leap in the dark, but a leap into the light. And it's facing up to the facts. At the end of our reading, or at the end of the procession, people were telling each other about Lazarus. Lazarus was a friend of Jesus who died. And yet Jesus said to him, "Come out of your tomb, Lazarus." And he did, just like there's a picture here. It's what we've seen Jesus doing is important. The crowd that was with Jesus when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to spread the word. Many people, because they heard that he performed that sign, went out to meet him. They weren't in a muddle. They didn't get the wrong end of the stick. And they didn't ignore the facts. The people who did were some of the religious leaders of the day. The Pharisees said to one another, "See, this is getting us nowhere. Look how the whole world has gone after him." They were the ones who were still in a muddle, who'd still got hold of the wrong end of the stick. Many people still miss that Jesus is truly the King, miss that he loves you and me, amazingly so. So, can you get hold, those of you with palm branches or with palm crosses, let's give them all a good wave about the amazing love of Jesus. And now I'm going to pray a prayer, and after that we're then going to just share what we've seen Jesus doing. But first, let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that for us, thank you that for me, you rode into Jerusalem willing to die on a cross for me. That you can help us to move from darkness into light, from being in a muddle to knowing the truth. When we're not sure about you, open our minds to know you better. Help us to know your love for us and that we can love you. Amen. Now, the people who had been there when they saw Lazarus raised from the dead and come out, and then they later had a meal with him, they shared that with others. They'd seen what Jesus was doing, and they told other people about it.